Right, so Ryan, we're looking at your Python program. What's the matter?
Well, I tried the integer one and it's working for the numbers, and then I tried the word one to change it back to a string, and I typed in str, but it's not working.
So I'm looking, you've got a quiz here where you're asking lots of number questions, but then you've got a question here. It says, a man came into town on Friday. 2 days later, he left town on Friday. Spelling mistake there, you need to correct, but that won't stop her from working. How did that work? Now, you know when you use input, what does it always do? Is it an integer or a string when you've used input? What happens? Right, look up here. We've got input, name. Then here we've got 2 plus 2, input, and it converts it to an integer.
So you don't need to change it back?
Of course you don't, because it's already...
If
it's not an integer...
Then, why would you need it?
STR? You wouldn't need it. It might just be if you've got an answer. So how can you get rid of that line so it doesn't disappear, but you can still see it? What can you do?
Do they make it a comment?
So just put a comment in it. Now, the other problem you're going to have is that's a big string there, and you need quotes either side of it, otherwise it won't know. So you need to open this there with apostrophes, and you need one at the end as well. And then the other thing I'm going to say to you is, that answer is going to be really hard for people to get.
Quite a lot of people know it, though. So sorry.
Except they're going to have to type in exactly, his horse was called Friday. Mm-hmm. And that's quite a tough question for people to answer. Mm-hmm. Whereas if instead it said something like, what was his horse called?
Friday.
That'd be easier. But even then, what if they put in a capital F or a small F? Okay. Anyway, well done. Right. You've managed to figure out what it is. I want to take a picture of it. So if you save it, then we'll leave it and I can have a look. Did you close it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.